From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The jury that convicted Washington-area sniper John Allen Muhammad of capital murder last week today recommended that he be put to death for his crimes. The jury of 7 women and 5 men in Virginia Beach, Virginia, sentenced the 42-year-old veteran of the Persian Gulf War to death on 2 capital murder counts in the murder of Dean Myers last year. In an unusual news conference afterwards, jurors gave a glimpse of the process they went through and the personal toll it took. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Virginia was selected as the site for the trials of Muhammad and his alleged accomplice Lee Boyd Malvo because of the willingness of juries here to sentence defendants to death. Today, prosecutors got what they were after, as far as Muhammad is concerned. Prince William County Commonwealth's Attorney Paul Ebert, who last week won guilty verdicts on each of the 2 capital counts against Muhammad, today won the death sentence on both charges. Muhammad's motive for carrying out the multiple shootings was never made clear. Ebert said he probably had multiple motives, but that it didn't much matter.
One thing's for sure, they took pleasure in terrorizing people, they took pleasure in killing people, and that's the kind of man that doesn't deserve to be in society.
Capital cases in Virginia receive an automatic appeal. In addition, Muhammad's conviction on a new anti-terrorism statute that defense attorneys say was meant for large-scale terrorist acts is likely to be grist for an appeal of its own. Muhammad's attorney, Jonathan Shapiro, praised the jury but questioned its sentence.
We do and we will continue to have deep disagreement with a system which sanctions any kind of killing.
Muhammad has rarely shown any emotion in the course of the 6-week-long trial, and today was no different. He stood almost at attention, his hands clasped at his waist, his eyes fixed straight ahead as the clerk read the 2 sentencing recommendations. Afterwards, he shook his attorney's hands before being escorted out of the courtroom by the burly deputies that surrounded him throughout the trial. The trial, filled with emotional testimony, graphic crime scene and autopsy photographs, even a home video of Muhammad playing with his children, clearly took its toll on the jury. Several jurors appeared before cameras and microphones after their decision, seemingly relieved to finally be able to talk about the trial after weeks of being admonished by Judge Leroy Millett to keep their thoughts to themselves. Juror Heather Best Teague is a 31-year-old bartender who during the trial was seen dabbing her eyes on a number of occasions.
When you're so upset and you go home every night and you cry, this whole thing has weighed a lot on my family, and as it has the families of all the victims. But I'm glad that we can talk now. It has been a little bit a relief today when we finally reached our decision and everybody was, no, I can't say good with the decision, but we knew we had made the right one. The hardest thing for me, truthfully, the fact that he has children and that I know what it would be like to not ever be able to see mine again.
The jury foreman, Jerry Haggerty, a 55-year-old retired Navy captain, said he hasn't had a night's sleep since the trial started. He was asked how the jury reached its unanimous decision to recommend the death sentence.
I think that it was the total aspect of all of the evidence, all of the events. There was no one single thing that any of us could point to. Some of it made more sense to some than others, but it was the whole cumulative process that happened.
Several of the jurors indicated their decision to sentence Muhammad to death was only arrived at this morning. Before the jury was sent home for the weekend on Friday, one juror had asked if she could research the death penalty and was told by Judge Millett she must base her decision solely on the evidence presented during the trial. Today, that juror, 45-year-old Elizabeth Young, a former naval intelligence officer, said she still planned to do that research but decided to follow the judge's instructions.
The seriousness of the crime, the opinions of the other jurors, and luckily we had the weekend to weigh all of the different factors. So for me, in the end, I mean, it's possible that in the future I may become an anti-death penalty activist, but for now I felt that I had to fulfill my obligation as a juror and meet the requirements of the law.
Judge Millett tentatively set a formal sentencing date of February 12th. He could decide to reduce Muhammad's sentence to life in prison, but that's rarely done in Virginia. It's conceivable that other jurisdictions where killings linked to Muhammad occurred, including Maryland, Alabama, and Louisiana, may now seek their chance to try him. But prosecutors could also decide they've played their best hand and won, and there's no need to go through the time and expense of more trials for Muhammad. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Virginia Beach, Virginia.